Hi everyone, I'm Becky. Welcome to our Fluent English class. Today we are going to learn 136. But now let's review what we learned last time. Listen.
Are you really going to retire, Miss Marsh?
I may. I can't make up my mind. I will have to ask my future husband.He won't let me make another film.
Your future husband, Miss Marsh?
Yes, let me introduce him to you. His name is Carlos. We're going to get married next week. Look, Liz, here's another report about Karen Marsh. Listen.Karen Marsh, the latest. At her London hotel today, Miss Marsh told reporters she might retire. She said she couldn't make up her mind. She said she would have to ask her future husband. She said her future husband would not let her make another film.Then she introduced us to Carlos and told us they would get married next week.
That's sensational news, isn't it, Kate?
It certainly is. He'll be her sixth husband.
Liz and Kate...are talking about the latest report about Karen Marsh. They use a sentence structure like this. Somebody said that, or somebody told somebody that. So today we are going to learn how to change the direct speech into indirect speech. Now first, let's look at the picture. What did he say?I will leave tomorrow. What did he say? He said he would leave tomorrow. And then, what did they say? Except us, I have some small changes. So have I. So what did they say?They said they had some small change. Next picture. What did he say? I can't do this math problem. So what did he say? He said that he couldn't do this math problem. Now, let's look at the picture and make some more sentences. First one.I will leave tomorrow. What did he say? He said he would leave tomorrow. And look at next conversation. I can't understand English. Well, that's good. Question. What did he tell you? He told me that he could understand English.Next conversation. What did she tell you? The boss said. She told me that she could do this job well. Now let's look at the exercises. They will arrive later. What did he say? He said that they would arrive later. I can recognize him.What did she tell you? She told me that she could recognize him. Penny will open the door. What did he say? He said that Penny would open the door. They could afford it. What did they tell you? They told me that they could afford it. I can finish it. What did he tell you?He told me that he could finish it. 好，从刚才的练习中我们可以看到， 这一组我们主要是练习直接引语在变间接引语时，注意情态动词的变化。May 要变成 might， Can 要变成 could， Will 变成 would， Will not 缩写成 won't 变成 wouldn't， Cannot 缩写成 can't 变成 couldn't。好，现在让我们走进136课，再次加强和巩固所学的知识。
Lesson 136 Repetition Drill. Lesson 136 Do not open your book. Listen. Do not speak.
I'll leave tomorrow. What did he say?
He said he would leave tomorrow. I can understand English.
What did she tell you? She told me she could understand English. I may go to the cinema this evening. What did he say?
He said he might go to the cinema this evening. I'm not going to come tomorrow.
What did she tell you?She told me she was not going to come tomorrow.
Now you answer the questions. Ready?
I'll leave tomorrow. What did he say?
He said he would leave tomorrow. I can understand English.
What did she tell you? She told me she could understand English.I may go to the cinema this evening. What did he say?
He said he might go to the cinema this evening. I'm not going to come tomorrow.
What did she tell you? He told me she was not going to come tomorrow. George won't travel by air. What did he say?
He said George wouldn't travel by air. I can't afford a new car.
What did she tell you? She told me she couldn't afford a new car. I may not retire. What did he say?
He said he might not retire.It will rain tomorrow.
What did she tell you? She told me it would rain tomorrow. The children can come with us. What did he say?
He said the children could come with us. Penny may be right.
What did she tell you?She told me Penny might be right.
第136课，上帝曾说过，有人说我们都是历史学家，因为我们可以了解的事情都已经发生在过去，即使是所谓的爆炸新闻报道的，也是上一秒已经发生的事情，未来的事情还没有发生，我们只能预测。圣经里上帝的话语都是上帝在过去说的话，有些话甚至不是直接对我们说的，而是对魔鬼，针对过去几千年的事情而说的。那么这些话对我们现在和未来又有什么价值呢？首先，如果没有价值，上帝就不会写在圣经里了。事实上，上帝省略了过去的许多事情，并没有都启示在圣经里，所以写在圣经里的有些事情和上帝的言行一定是与我们的生命息息相关的，值得我们借鉴，所谓前世不忘后世之师。第二，通过研究学习过去的历史和我们认识我们人自己的上帝，比如人的罪性和上帝的品性、爱和公义等，然后上帝借着圣经清楚地告诉我们 上帝和他的承诺都是不变的。第三，所以我们可以借着上帝的人和过去的言行和品行，推导知道自己和上帝在未来会怎么样，也教导我们自己现在应当如何行事为人。退一万步，第四，你不相信上帝所言，太阳底下没有新鲜事，即使你还以为有什么事情是在圣经里完全没有找到类似的事情的情况，上帝是一个过去、现在和未来都与我们同在的上帝。上帝必然保守，用他的恩典托住我们，我们完全不需要忧虑。其实对这样以为的人，我想说，你应当仔细去读圣经，留意上帝在圣经里曾经说过什么，曾做过什么。记住，耶和华因自己公义的缘故，喜欢使他的话语为大为尊。让我们一起祷告。父上帝啊，你用话语柔和地教导我们，要看我们是否愿意服顺你，求赐我们信心，忠心顺服上帝的话语。奉主耶稣基督的名，阿们。